The quick action taken against high-profile figures like Matt Lauer and Charlie Rose has most likely given some sense of satisfaction to the women who came forward with the claims, something that may not have happened had they tried to take these men to court. The current legal system sets a pretty high bar for accusers to even get a sexual harassment case heard. To discuss this, we're joined live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by Greg Valenza, a San Francisco employment law attorney and principal with the Shaw Law Group. Thanks for joining us this morning. So,
thank you for having me.
Why is it so difficult to get one of these cases heard?
Well, I don't think it is. I think that there is a standard that you have to meet to constitute legal sexual harassment. And that involves a certain amount of conduct that is either intense or widespread so that the employee's working conditions are actually changed. That's the legal standard. But employers are supposed to intercede and prevent harassment from occurring before a legal claim would arise. That's the goal of the law, is to stop harassment before it becomes a legal issue.
So this does make it difficult for women who say they have been at least repeatedly casually abused in the workplace to prove a claim in court.
Well, to recover damages, they have to prove not just offensive conduct, but offensive conduct that meets a certain legal standard sufficient to alter their conditions of employment is what the legal phrasing is. And if they choose to go to court, they do have to make that proof. However, you know, and I read a New York Times article where they were discussing that standard, and it has evolved over time. It's a lot easier to prove a claim of harassment now due to shifting cultural and understandings among courts and judges and the way that the law evolves.
What's puzzling, though, about this New York Times piece is that they cite cases where women have claimed that their supervisors have propositioned them, kissed them, even grabbed their breasts, and the cases were thrown out.
As sexual harassment cases in the 90s, those cases probably were thrown out. It was only in 1986 that the U.S. Supreme Court first decided that sexual harassment was a claim. The words sexual harassment do not appear in the federal anti-discrimination law, whereas in California, it is a separate claim. So that's why since the 90s, the body of law has developed so that a single grope could be a sexual harassment claim. By the way, it could be a battery claim, even if it wasn't actionable sexual harassment.
Greg Valenza, thank you for joining us this morning. Mr. Valenza is a San Francisco employment law attorney and a principal with the Shaw Law Group.